Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Sir, I see you've used this. For a refund, you need to submit some information about why you're dissatisfied with the product.
There are two reasons. First, the manual is difficult to understand. Second, it's the bigger issue with the radio. The FM band is of the higher range only, used in the US and China. I'm going to Japan on business, where this will be useless.
I see. According to this receipt, you paid by credit card. I can't give you cash, but if you have the card, I will credit the amount back to your account.
Number 1. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 2. What problem does the man face? Number 3. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 1 and 2 refer to the following conversation.
I purchased this microwave oven here a couple of days ago. It stopped working suddenly. I'd like to get my money back. Unfortunately, I lost my receipt, though.
I'm sorry to hear that. Without proof of purchase, the best I can offer you is a replacement. Is that okay?
Number 1. What problem does the woman mention? Number 2. What does the man say he can do? Questions 3 and 4 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my name's Max Flintoff. I've reserved a mid-sized car for the weekend.
Hello, Mr. Flintoff. I'm surprised to see you, to be honest. Our system shows that your booking was cancelled. I'm afraid we're out of mid-sized cars. Can I interest you in a full-sized sedan at the same rate?
Number 3. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 4. Why is the woman surprised? Questions 5 and 6 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my name is Jane Smith. I called earlier about a problem I'm having with the plumbing in my house. You said someone would be here within the hour, but no one has shown up.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'll check where they are and give you a call back in a couple of minutes.
Number 5. Where does the man most likely work? Number 6. What does the man say he will do?